Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a big weekend, couple of big weekends planned in downtown Stratford. Joining us on the phone line is Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie, and how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, and so looking forward to this weekend and next. What's going on at Market Square behind City Hall?
It's Wonderland, Winter Wonderland.
Fantastic. So it's, again, two big weekends. It's November 25th and 26th, and then the following weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. All the fun's happening right in Market Square. So what's going on this weekend?
This weekend, starting Saturday at 11 o'clock, we've got lots of things going on. A couple new things that you don't even know yet, Jamie.
Okay.
Saturday at 11, we have a 40-plus piece choir. It's called the Sing for the Joy of the Community Choir. They're going to launch off Wonderland at 11 o'clock on Saturday, singing holiday songs, which are going to be awesome. And then we get right into our carousel opens at 11. Maybe you could bring the family down, ride the magical, beautiful carousel at no charge. We're going to have the fire pits going, which you can make some, roast some marshmallows, and we've got all the fixings to make some delicious s'mores. Our blacksmith, John Walker of Fallen Willow Forge, will be there demonstrating his craft. And we're just so excited for all of this that's going on.
It's so much to take in. Ride the magical carousel. And, Jamie, this isn't just a carousel. This is just a stunning, beautiful carousel.
It's really almost an antique with electronics all up to date, of course, and the safety factors. But yeah. It's just beautiful, old-style horses on it, and it's just gorgeous to see whether you ride the carousel or not.
Absolutely. And, gosh, we got to do, a very special shout-out for John Walker of Fallen Willow Forge. So these are authentic blacksmith demonstrations, and do yourself a favor. Enjoy the demonstrations, but have a chat with John Walker. He is a friendly, great guy, really chatty, and do yourself a favor and check that out.
Last year, I was just amazed at some of the things he was making and how intricate things were with, you're looking at such, which I would call primitive tools, but he makes those tool things.
Absolutely. And, we've got these strolling holiday carolers also happening is that for the following weekend?
Yes, that's weekend two. We've got carolers that are going to be strolling around the streets of downtown, spreading holiday joy. We're just absolutely so excited. There's the Victorian Christmas carolers, and they'll be bringing the magic to downtown on December 2nd and 3rd.
And you've also got a very special person that's going to be dropping by that following weekend, is that right?
Yeah, and it's not you, Jamie.
No, even much better.
Yeah, the big guy's going to be coming. He will be coming on December 2nd and 3rd. From noon till 3:30, bring the kids, bring the pets, bring your cameras, bring your phones, come on down, take some pictures. He'll be in his sleigh, take some pictures with Santa and the kids in the sleigh. There's no charge to take pictures, just come take all you like. And we're so excited to have Santa returning to us this year.
Yeah, and Santa's going to have a busy day that day for December 3rd. Of course, he'll be on hand as part of the Winter Wonderland at Market Square behind City Hall through the better part of the afternoon. And then he's whisked off to the Santa Parade of Lights in the evening.
That's right. He's got a full schedule. That's why we only have him to 3:30. He's just got so much to do. Santa is so hard to book this time of year.
Oh, well, I tell you, yeah, there's lots of engagements for sure. And, Jamie, I think it's going to be great to this weekend because we are getting into cooler weather, maybe a little snow coming down too. And, boy, those fire pits with the s'mores are going to be pretty nice.
Absolutely. People just love to come by, warm themselves, toast some marshmallows, have some great conversations. It's just such a great time. It brings people together.
And that's wonderful to have the Sing for the Joy of It choir, a 40-person choir, going to be kicking off the event on Saturday. That's awesome.
Absolutely. That's just something fairly new. It's come in the last few days. We've been working on it, and we've been able to get things happening, them to be there.
It's going to be two big weekends. Kicks off this weekend, November 25th and 26th, and then back December 2nd and 3rd. It is Winter Wonderland. All checking it out at Market Square behind City Hall. It's going to be just a ton of fun. And Jamie, the guides are still available. Is that right?
Absolutely. I was glad you brought that up. Winter Wonderland guides are still available. You can go into one of the stores that have a poster that are participating in it, and pick up a guide. With every purchase you make in one of those stores, you get a sticker, and you can collect stickers and have a chance to win up to $600 downtown.
Nice. It's going to be two big weekends right in beautiful downtown Stratford. And again, support the great downtown businesses. And Jamie, I like the post the other day in terms of the, you know, supporting small businesses. Sometimes the, you know, the big box stores or the big businesses don't notice when you're making purchases. But boy, small retailers certainly do.
Absolutely. It's so important to support your small retailers and these. We're still coming out of some hard times and not out of the woods yet, and it really makes a difference to the small merchants. You're making a difference in people's lives.
You bet. Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA. The website is downtownstratford.ca, and we'll pass the links and details available on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. We'll see you this weekend and next weekend for Winter Wonderland with Downtown Stratford BIA. Jamie Pritchard, Jamie, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me, and hopefully we get a nice cool, wintry weekend.
I think so.